As you mentioned in your opening, the UN General Assembly designated January 24th in 2018 as a special day to recognize and celebrate. Is fundamentally humanity's greatest renewable resource and a core human right. Going to school is not just, but it's also for girls, all children and youth who must enjoy equal rights in school. And when we talk about education as a renewable resource, it's because it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's a fundamental driver of development, impacting virtually all areas of life, whether it's better health, economic growth, more peaceful and democratic societies. In fact, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development highlights learning as the key to all other sustainable development goals. So the aim of that's commemorated on January 24th, just yesterday, is to increase awareness of education as a fundamental human right and a public responsibility, both in South Sudan and around the globe. And so while it's been an unprecedented increase in school enrollment over the last decade worldwide, there's still a global learning crisis. Hundreds of millions of children and adolescents around the world do not have minimum proficiencies in reading and math. And this is particularly true in fragile environments such as here in South Sudan. Moreover, due to COVID restrictions, an estimated 3.5 million children and youth do not currently attend school. And fully 2.2 million of these children were already out of school prior to the COVID-19 outbreak. In addition, as we know here, 70% of adults are illiterate and less than 10% of children currently complete 8 years of primary education.
Right. Thank you for that. Now, Cruz, can you also tell us about the education assistance USAID is providing right here in South Sudan?
Yes, no, great question. USAID has provided support to the education sector in South Sudan for decades. Support has included really five areas. The first, ensuring that children and youth, particularly the most marginalized and vulnerable, have increased access to quality education that is safe, relevant, and promotes social well-being. Second, ensuring that children and youth gain literacy, numeracy, social emotional skills that are foundational to future learning and success. Third, increasing access to equitable learning opportunities for boys and girls. Fourth, enhancing recovery and resilience through psychosocial support and peace-building activities. And finally, increasing the capacity of communities also to support education. To give a bit more background, USAID's educational program started in the 1990s, well before South Sudanese independence. And since then, USAID has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the education sector. When the Civil War broke out in December 2013, USAID responded to education needs of internally displaced people, including out-of-school children and youth in the affected communities and states across the country. And our most recent emergency education program helped over 614,000 children and youth go to school. Over 10,000 volunteer teachers were also trained in basic classroom management, pedagogy, and how to provide psychosocial support to children experiencing trauma during the conflict. USAID has also invested significantly in educational materials such as textbooks, supplementary materials, teacher and learner kits. This has also led to an increase in school enrollment and improved learning.
Right.
But the challenges to accessing education have really been worsened by COVID-19. As you know, USAID has invested with the Ministry of Education led distance learning program to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19. And specifically, we procured over 32,000 radios, which enabled 160,000 learners to attend lessons despite the pandemic.
Right. Tell us, we do understand that most schools and classes have been closed since March 2020 to prevent the spread of the coronavirus around the world, and especially here in South Sudan as well. So how is the USAID helping South Sudanese children and youth as well who are out of school?
No, great question. And obviously, there have been tremendous impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic here in South Sudan and around the world. But our focus here and the theme of this year's International Day of Education has been recovery and revitalized education for the COVID-19 generation. And following the pandemic that led to an unprecedented worsening of the education emergency, South Sudan schools here were closed in March 2020, as we know. due to COVID-19 restrictions that were implemented by the government. USAID, in response, along with its implementing partners, adjusted its education support to respond and to help mitigate these disruptions to learning. We did this by supporting a distance learning program under the Ministry of General Education and Instructions Leadership. This resulted in a daily radio program broadcast that reached South Sudanese students across the country via Radio Maria and several relay stations. USAID assistance was instrumental in helping to orient donors toward a ministry-led solution tied to the new curriculum, rather than having to use different and possibly conflicting approaches. So what's key here is that we tried to promote a journey to self-reliance, greater sustainability here in South Sudan, but it's important that local entities such as the ministry lead the way and that we unquestionably support their leadership. That is significantly different than the model where we have outsiders lead the way, a path that is not conducive to greater local capacity and sustainability of programs. So working with UNICEF, our implementer, former implementer for our Integrated Essential Emergency Education Services activity, USAID disseminate messages to learners, parents, and communities about the importance of the distance learning program, how students could access it, and worked very hard to involve parents and community members for support.